Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Ready? V'lo
ha'yachad.
No, it's not. It's a hard Daf.
It's a hard Daf?
Yeah. V'lo ha'yachad zibi Yerushalayim. Tana. We learn like this. Isha ha'yitza barere schitin la'or shal beis ha'shoeva. A woman was able to sift wheat by the light in her courtyard from the Beis HaMikdash. She lived down the road. She was able to sift wheat. That's how bright the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was. Ask Tosfos on top. B'Yerushalmi Parech. Heich Pareres. How could she do that? Ha'ika Me'ila. The Shemen, the oil, Upsila, and the wicks. Ha'yushal Hektish. How could she do that? Umishani, and the Yerushalmi answers, Dekol Mare V'Reyach Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila. V'Kasha. The Beperek Kol Shah Amrinan. Allah Me'ila Hu Deleka. There's no Mi'ila, ha, Isura Ikka. But he's still not allowed to do, still an Isser. Maybe it's a Darabanan, an Isser. It's still Usser. V'yei Shlomar said, answers Tosos, the Bereres Lav Dafka, doesn't mean she Dafka had to, it was actually sifting wheat. Ella Klamar Haisa Yachola Lavor Mirov Ora. She could do it. Not that anyone did it, but you could do it. That's how bright it was. Okay. Chassid Ivan Shemaisa. Tana Rabanan.
What does that mean? If you're walking in the street,
so it's a good question. I'm walking by the basement and I hear the Levian singing. So I can't stop. Oh, that's great. I can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
We asked that question when we did that Gemara in Pesachim. I don't remember the answer.
Right, even walking in the street at
and
night,
you smell the guitars. Schmuck. You can't get enough. You're not allowed to get enough from that.
You benefit from the light because you can see better when you're walking. What does that mean? How do you not use it?
It's a good question. Chassidim Anshei Maisa, Tana Rabbanan. Yesh behem omrim, there were those that said, Ashrei yoladetanu, fortunate is our youth, shelo b'yaisha etzik nusenu. We didn't embarrass ourselves when we got older. We stayed good. Elu chassidim v'anshei ma'isa, those are the chassidim v'anshei ma'isa. V'yesh behem om, others said, Ashrei etzik nusenu, fortunate is our old age, shekapara etzik yiludusenu, and because it was a kapara from all my youthful indiscretions, right? Elu balei tshuva, those are the balei tshuva. Elu the Elu Omrim, both of them we say, Ashrei mi shelo chata, fortune is one who didn't sin, umi shechata, yashuv yimchalo. And whoever did sin, should do tshuva. Tanya, famous, what? Tanya, it's nothing wrong with talking to yourself, as long as you don't answer yourself back. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Amru olav al Hillel Hazakein, they said about Hillel Hazakein, famous Gemara, when he was at the Simcha, Amar, he said like this. Amar Kade, he said like this. Im ani kan, if I'm here, hakol kan, everyone's here. Vim ani kan, and if I'm not here, it's a mi kan, so who's here? Says Rashi, what's that mean? The last wide line of Rashi. Doresh ha'yilarabim shalo yechetu. It was a drasha that people shouldn't sin. And it was b'shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was speaking as if Hashem's speaking. Which means, Im ani kan hakol kan, Hashem's talking. Kol zman shani chafetz b'bayis hazeh, as long as I let the space of Mikdash stand, v'shichinasi shiruyibo, and my shechina's here, yiyu chavodo kayim, my glory is alive, right? V'yavo hakol kan, and everyone should come here. V'yim techetu, and if you sin, v'estalet shichinasi, and I leave, and I destroy it, so mi yavo kan, who's going to come here? Who's going to come here? Arabs. That's Rashi's shot. Rashi says, the Hillel was talking as if Hashem is talking. He's speaking on behalf of Hashem. Says Tosfos. Doesn't really make too much sense. Why? What does Hashem have to do that for? Right? Says Tosfos. Pirish per kuntris. Shal Yehillel omer b'shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avil b'Yerushalmi mashma shal Yehomer al atzmo. He said it on himself. Not on God. Deparech v'kiliusav hu tzarech. What, Hashem needs that praise. Well, Hashem needs that. Klomar, v'chiyari tzarech l'shabcho. Hashem needs Hill to say that in his name. I v'oksiv elef alfen yishim shune. Right? Hashem doesn't need Hill to say it. U'mashani k'neged Yisrael hoya omer. He was saying it, no. No one holds he was saying it as himself. Here I am, Hill. If I'm here, then it's a party. And if I'm not here, what kind of party is that? No one says that pshat. Right? No one says that pshat. Who's Hill talking in the name of? Klai Yisrael. Meaning, Shal Yisrael, shall Connected Yisrael Hoya Omer, the Chaviv Olav, Kiluson Shal Yisrael, Minakol. Hashem says, or that it's as if Klal Yisrael is the most prized possession of Hashem. Shenemar, Noyim Zemiros Yisrael, Uksiv Yatakor, Shoshev Tilos Yisrael, Umi Hodikomer Mata Ba El Basi, Ein Anib Avo El Basecha, Lo Efshal Beshchina. The next line, there has to be the Shechina. Because you'll see in a minute that the Shekhinah is being spoken to here in a minute. But this line, if I'm here, we're all here, that's not talking about himself. He wasn't saying he's a big party animal. He was saying it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Hu haya omer, kein lemakom, shani ohev, sham ragli molichos osi. Wherever I want to go, that's where my legs take me. Im tavol beisi. If I go to the house, avo ani avo el beisecha. Im atalo tafol beisi ani lo avo el beisecha. And Hashem says correspondingly, shenemar b'chol makom asher adskeres shemi avo elecha uberachticha. Wherever you go and bless my name, I'll come and be there. Af haya roe bulgolos echas. Hillel also once saw a skull that was floating in the water. Shetaf al panei amayim. Amar lo al daaft atfuch, because you drowned. Someone drown you. The umetvich yitzvun, and the one who drowned you will also drown.
Why is this over here?
No, I don't know. It's a good question. Achman, what's this doing here? What's it doing here?
It's
a mishnah in Pirkei Avos.
Right.
Some say the reason why it's here is because it follows the same pattern. If then, right, this happened to you, so because you did that, and then that, it's a similar type of phraseology, right? I saw someone said that, but otherwise, like, what's a deeper meaning? I don't know. There's a very deep story here that I just don't know the meaning of. Amar B'Yochanan, Raglowi Devar Inish Inan Arvin Bay La Atar Demitvai Taman Malvinan Yasei. Wherever you want to go, that's where you go. Wherever your legs want to take you, that's where you go. Your path in life, you can do whatever you want. You want to be a good person, Hashem lets you go. You want to not, you can also go. Wherever you want to go. Now, there's a story here now, which is such a deep story that you can see it's deep. I don't know what the deepness is. I'm just going to be very superficially. There were two kushim. They worked by Shlomo. They worked in Shlomo's palace. Alichraf, V'achya, B'nei Shisha, that's were their names. Sofrim, de Shlomo Havid. They were scribes in Shlomo. Yom Achad, one day, Chazil, Malach HaMavis, Davika Atziv. Shlomo saw the Malach HaMavis and he was very sad. Amalei, Amayit, after why he said, Amalei, the kaboy mine hani tarte kushoi, the yasvi hacha, because I want to try to get those two guys, and I can't get them. So, Masrinhu l'se'irim, they gave them over to the Shaitim, Adrinhu l'mechuzah de Luz, and they took them to the city of Luz. The city of Luz was a magical city where no one ever died in there. So, Shlomo saw their time is up, let them run to Luz, and they'll survive in Luz. Before they got into the city of Luz, they died. Lamachar, Chazil Lamalach HaMavis, David Kabda. So the Malach HaMavis was very excited. Amalei, my bedichta, why are you so happy? Amalei, Basar deboy minai, Taman Shadrasinhu. Because I needed to get those people to die in the entrance to Luz. And you got them here. The whole thing, right? You got them here. I needed that to happen, and that's what happened. Right? Miyad pasach shlomo v'amar ragloi debar inish, the feet of a person. Inun arvin bay la'asar de mitvai tamon molichin movilin yasei. They go, take me wherever you want to go. Right? I needed them to come here. They came. It's a very deep story. It's a very good story. It's a very good story. Yes. Because it demonstrates that there's nothing that happens by accident. Even everything happens for a reason. We just don't know the reasons. We're never told the end of the story, right? We just die, right? We're never told the end. So if you have emunah in a story like this, that there is a purpose. We just don't know it. Shlomo HaMelech was able to know there was the purpose. The purpose was, that's what Hashem, why did Hashem say that? After 120, you go ask him.
No, but he wanted to save them and they were dying.
Exactly. It's exactly the point. They were meant to die. So you can't escape from God. You can't escape. You can't hide from Him. You can't escape from Him, and you don't call the shots. You think all that's up. You think all that, all, everything's the opposite of what just. You, I call the shot, and I can escape, and I can hide. He doesn't really see. None of that's true. It's a very deep story.
I know, but I would think you'd feel guilty. I set them up for the.
It's not a question of guilt.
No, Shlomo, because if they had not gone to lose, they may not have died then.
Okay, but that's exactly the point. They were destined.
Outsmart.
You can't outsmart. They were destined to go. So it happened that they went. Why would anyone go there? Why would anyone go? Oh, you heard that story? There was a guy. I'll tell this in a minute for tell this amazing, amazing story. There was a fellow who lived in Eretz Israel. And one day, I don't know why, one day he gets a thing in his head. He was a regular guy. Every morning he woke up, he davened in the same shul, in the same neighborhood. Every day. One day he gets, I'm going to daven in the other shul. For what purpose? I'm davening in the other shul. And he goes to a different shul. First time in his whole life he's been in that shul. And he comes a few minutes early, and he has a daf yomi. It's a good daf yomi story. And they're having a daf, you know the story? They're having a daf yomi. And he sits down next to the guy, next to him. And a few minutes early, before the finishing up the daf. And he looks at the guy next to him. And he looks at him, yeah. And he sees in the guy's gemara, there's a stamp on the page. And he realizes this was his father's or his grandfather's gemara. And the Nazis, the whole story, and here it is. And it was the one day in his life. But he went to the other shul, and it was the only page in 2,711 daf where the family stamp was stamped, on that daf. And he realized, and he hooked up with this guy, he was a relative, a whole story. Hashem wants you to meet the guy, you'll meet the guy.
Right.
And if not, not. Well, he woke up in the morning, I'm going to daf somewhere else. Imagine I did that. I'm not davening, I'm going to go to Israel this morning. Forget the daf, forget this. Imagine such a thing. It's... I don't do that. You don't do that? We're going to, okay, I'm not going to go here today. I'm going to go somewhere else. Today I'm going to go to the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst.
No, I'm just saying,
what kind of thing is
these
that?
These two fellows knew from nothing. They were directed by Shlomo.
Correct.
They were there to cheat death. They had no idea.
Because you can't cheat death. That's exactly the point. That's not exactly the point. No, can't
they,
cheat death.
They weren't trying to cheat death. He wanted them. They had no clue.
And Shlomo said, I think you guys should go there. Why? Because you'll cheat death. Ooh, I'm going to run there. Nobody wants to die, right? What do you think? What are they stupid?
What did you say? He lives, nobody ever died.
Yeah, there's some mystical magic about that.
Why isn't everybody going to lose?
Well, right, it's a good question.
But he was the vehicle for them to go.
Right, but he had stayed in the palace, they would have been fine.
Tanya.
You know why? Because there wouldn't be enough room there.
Amru Allah about Rav Shurim ben Gamliel. They say about Rav Shurim ben Gamliel. This is not the Shurim ben Gamliel that always appears in Shas, the father of Yehuda HaNasi. This is one of the... He's one of the Asar HaRugim Alphas, this person.
This was earlier.
Yeah, it's an old story. Shahaya Kishaya Semech B'Simchas Pesach Shaweva, when he would dance. Hayanot al Shmona Avukos Shalor, he would take 8 candles of fire. Torches. V'zorek Achas, V'not al Achas, V'ena Gaz, Zubuz, he would juggle with them. Kishaya Mishtachava, Noetz Shtei Gdolav Ba'aretz, when he would bow down, he would take his 2 thumbs. Vishokha, somehow he would lie down in such a way, Vinoshek as a ritzpa, and he would kiss the floor, Vizokif, and stand erect. Vankal Ber Yachol Asas Kane. You can't, no one can do that. Vizui Kida on his thumbs. Vizui Kida, that's called Kida. Levi Achve Kida, Kameh de Rebbe. Levi tried to show that front of Rebbe that. The Itla, and he became lame, or he became injured. That's why he became injured. Person shouldn't complain to Hashem. Shari Adam Gadol Hitiach Dvarim Klapim Alav Itla Umani Levi. Levi did that. The answer is Havahar Garmer Levi. Both things caused him to become lame. Levi Havimatal Kameh the Rebbe Betamni Sakini. He used to juggle 8 knives. Shmuel Kameh Shivur Malka Betamni Mazgei Chamra. He used to juggle 8 cups of wine. Abaya Kameh the Rav or the Rava Tamanya Bay 8 eggs. Vamri la arba be 4 eggs. Some say 4 eggs. What is all that about? I don't know.
No,
maybe the first one, Shurim ben Gamliel.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe. Maybe he did.
There were 2 of them.
No, this one, the first one. Yeah. Before the Vesuvius was destroyed?
Yeah.
Could be. Okay.
Yeah. Has to be if that's a conventional shaver like that.
Yeah.
So, he's
yes.
The one, he's the one who died from Rav Yamishmol.
Yeah, okay.
So is it a miracle? These guys practice hours and hours
know.
And hours.
I don't know.
Can't do key.
I don't know.
I want to do key this thing.
I don't know.
I spend the whole life working out. Like
I don't know. What? Tanya. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. There's Rabbi Shua ben Hananya who did live by the times of the destruction. He lived before the Beis HaMikdash. Ketad. I'm sorry. Kesher Semichim Simchas Beis HaShoeva Lo Re'inu Sheina Beinenu. We didn't sleep. The whole week we didn't sleep. For a whole week we didn't sleep. Why? Ketad. Shar Rishona Tamash HaShachar. Mishal Mutfila. Then we went to Davin. Mishal Mekarb Mutzav. Mishal Mutfila is Mutzafin. Mishal Lebeis HaMezhash. Mishal Lachil Vishtia. Mishal Mutfila is Mincha. Mishal Tamash HaBein HaRabayim. Okay? Asks the Marsha, how come first they brought the Karban Tum and then the Davin Shachris, then the Davin Mincha, then they brought the Karban Shabbat Arbayim? Why did Davin Mincha before they brought the Karban Shabbat Arbayim? And in the morning they brought the Shabbat before they Davin. What? No, so why did they Davin? Why did Davin first? Rabbi Shachris, they didn't Davin first. First they brought the Karban Tum, then they Davin.
They always bring the Karban Tum first.
What? Then why did Davin Mincha before they brought the Karban Tum and Shabbat Arbayim? So the answer is because davening is an avoda. So therefore, the first avoda you do, Tamash Shabbat Arbayim, Tamash Shachris, avoda, first avoda. Now we'll daven. The last avoda you have to do is Tamash Shabbat Arbayim, which we have to daven first. What about Ma'ariv? Why is the Ma'ariv on the list? What? It's a Rishos. What does Rishos mean? What? No, it means if you're doing another mitzvah, he potter from davening. Who said that? Rabbi Shua ben Hanani. It was a shitasa. He said, if you're doing a rishos, what's a rishos? Doesn't mean I'm playing checkers. Is that what it means? It means I'm doing another mitzvah. I'm busy with simchas beis hashoeva. He said that.
It's always a case. It's a potter in a mitzvah. It's
what?
It's a case. I don't remember Ma'ariv.
No, no such thing. If you're sitting around, if you're...
Ma'ariv means shmach.
Huh?
Right.
Shema.
What?
Shema, yeah. Shema is more important than that.
There are some mitzvahs we don't say that.
Exactly.
You can't say, well, I'm going to learn today. I'm not going to daven. No such thing.
I'm not
going to daven. There is such a concept. If someone is in the hospital and they need you, and you, there's such a thing like that. But as a general rule, what are they doing? Daven Ma'ariv. He held that. He held it. It's Paul's part. What?
Is this the regular
Rabbi Yeshua? Yeah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya.
They always daven even though they were kibbonis. The daven took place in the kibbonis.
So they had the other tefillos. They did. Mikan ve'elech, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. From there they went to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Eini, b'amar b'yochanan, shavua shal ishan shloshi yom ma'alkan asal b'yoshim la'altar. If a guy makes a shavua, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. We give malchus to tell him to go to sleep. It's not possible. I mean, he didn't sleep for 7 days. It's not possible. Elochi ka'amar, lo ta'amnu tamshina. No, that what it means is to have a menamne akaspa da'adadi. We used to fall asleep on each other's shoulders. That's what it means. It means no one went into bed.
No one
home went to bed. Ask the Tashbat, you're not allowed to sleep outside of Sukkah. It was Sukkahs.
He was in the Sukkah.
What? That's one answer. One answer was in the Azara, there was a Sukkah.
Shinarai.
So what? Even Shinarai, you're not allowed to.
Who said that?
Everyone. That's the halacha. Because
yeah.
It might turn into Shina's Keva.
Yeah,
so you can't even take a nap outside the Sukkah.
So
the answer is, that's what the first answer is. The first answer is, Shina's Harai, true, you can't. Why? Because it might turn into Shina's Keva. I'm sleeping, nodding on someone's shoulder. I'm not turning into Shina's Keva.
Exactly.
Therefore, you're allowed to. Second answer was, there was a Sukkah in the Azara. There was a Sukkah. So they went into there, in the Sukkah, and then they did that in the Sukkah. Okay, next. Chamisha Usar Malos. Amalei Rav Chista Lahu L'Rab Merabanan Davika Masadar Agarata Kameh. This was said over by somebody that was Masadar Agarata. Amalei Shmielach Hani Chamisha Usar Malos Kineged Mi Amram David. Why did David say the 15 Shar Malos? Amalei Haki Amar B'Yachanan B'Shasha Kara David Shisin. When he was digging out these Shisin, these holes, Kafet Tahoma, the home opened up. Uboi L'Meshafta Alma. He wanted it was going to flood the world. Amar David Chamesh Yotzei Malos V'Horidim. He said the 15 Shir Malos and they went down. The water went back down. Ihachi Chamesh Yotzei Malos Yardos in Boilet. It should be Shir Yardos, not Shir Malos. It went down. Amar Le, yeah, Holvad Karton. Hachi Yitman. Now I remember the real reason. Now I remember the real reason, like this. B'Shasha Kara David Shisen, when he dug the holes, Kafa Tahoma, the home opened up. Uboi L'Mishvita Alma wanted to destroy the world. Amar David, Mi Ika Diyada. Does anybody know the following? Rashi says, look at the bottom line. David lo hayomor halacha b'fnei Rabbi Achitofel, v'hu hayisham. David didn't want to give a psak. He knew the answer. He didn't want to give a psak because his Rebbe was sitting there. What was the question? Ishari lemichtav shame akaspa. Can I write Hashem's name on a shard? V'nash day b'tahoma umonach. And I'll put it in the tahom, and that will stop the tahom. So can I do that?
To save the world?
To save the world, right?
What question is that?
What kind of question is that? It's not one of the big three. Right? So this is, maybe it is one of the big three. The Aruch HaLeir says, what? It's Chil Hashem. Maybe it's not one of the big three, really, but you don't... It's on the same level, right? Maybe it's
save the whole world.
Save the whole world, yeah. Anyway, Lekka Kamar Lamidi. No one said boo. Amar David, Kol Diyada Lamigmar V'Eino Omer Yichanek Bigrono. If someone knows an answer and doesn't say anything, he should choke. So Nasa Achitofel Kavachomer Ba'atzmo. Achitofel says the following. Uma Lazos Shalom Ben Ishlo Ishto. To make a sota. To bring peace to a man and a woman, husband and wife. Amar Torah Shemish Nefla B'Kedushi Yimache. You erase my name. Shalomayim. Lazos Shalom L'chol Olam Kulo. Alachas Kama V'Kama. So to save the whole world, for sure? What?
You needed someone to make
says the Yerushalmi. So why didn't Achitofel say it the first time? Why didn't he say it the first time? He had to wait till David threatened. Because he wanted to be the king. So I'll wait till David died. Then I'll throw in I know the answer. Then I'll wait till David gets drowned. Then I'll throw it in. Then I'll be the king.
The
unbelievable vart.
And
then David cursed him. Oh, so I'm not going to go with a curse. And by the way, he ended up the curse was Micaiah because he choked himself.
The answer does not make anything to if you just read the answer, if you just read the Gemara.
Why?
Because then now he's darshaning about it. He had the answer beforehand.
Exactly. Why didn't he say it? David said, whoever knows the answer, come say it. No one says a word. David says, if anyone knows the answer and doesn't say it, they should choke. All right, I'll tell you the answer. Why didn't he say it the first time? The answer is because he wanted to be the king. Amalei, Shari. He wasn't a God of Ladar. He was a wicked person. He's a complicated person.
He's his Rebbe.
He's a complicated person. He's a very complicated person. He's not a Pashat person. It's not like someone sitting with a Gemara all day long, you know, these old long white beard. It wasn't like that. He's a very complicated person. Amalei, Shari. He said it's Mutter. So, Kosav Shem Akaspa, Vishalu Tahoma, Vinachas Tahoma. Shitzar Alfe Garmidi. It went down 16,000 measures.
Amos.
Kichazi Dinachas Tuva. So it went down so much. Amar, Kama Demidli Tfe Mirtav Alma. Look how good this will be for the world to have it nice and moist. Amar Chamesha Shemalos. He said the 15 Shemalos. The Aske Chamesar Alfe Garmidi. It went up 15,000 Amos back. Vugbi Ba'alfe Garmidi. And it's that 1,000 Amma.
Below the surface.
You see from here that the best earth is 1,000 amas. But we see that you can dig less than 1,000 amas and you'll find water. Yeah, that's because Amar of Masharshia, Hahu Misulma Deparas. That's the water that comes out of the earth. Of the what? No. Yeah, the Euphrates, not from the Tahom.
Right.
Okay. Vamdu Kahanim Bishar Elyon Shiorid. Why Rabbi Yirmiyah? Lamaila Asara Dinachas Chamisha. It says they're on the 10th step. What does that mean? They're on the 10th and the 5 left. V'kai Asara. Odilma Dinachas Asara Kai V'achamisha. No, it means the 5th. It means 10 more left. And Teiku. It's your classic Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tana Rabbanan. Mimashma Shinemar Upreyam Kedma. It said before that their faces were to the back. Don't I know that the back was to Hashem? If you're facing here, your back is there. They went to the bathroom like that. They went reason klapimata. That's a huge disgrace to Hashem. Pull your pants down and go to the bathroom like that.
Why did I mention this Mishnah?
Because yesterday we mentioned this pasuk. Ono laka laka enenu. That's what you said. You don't repeat words. Because when you repeat words, it looks like you're talking to two different gods. So they're repeating words over here. Anu laka ulaka. So Ella Amahiam, here's what they said. Hema Mishtachavim Kedba Vanu Laka. They nainu laka miyachalos. Until your eyes, Hashem, we're gonna wait. So it's not really twice. It's a different context. Okay. Now, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow shofar 21 times. Minimum of 21 times, maximum of 48.
The reason why tomorrow's daf is so hard is because it goes through whether they're more than 48. It's complicated Gemara tomorrow. Ain pochasin me eshim va'achas tikios b'mikdash. You can't have less than 21. The ain mosifin al arba mishmoni. You can't have more than 48.
How?
Every day. B'chol yom. Every day. Hayusham eshim va'achas tikios b'mikdash. There were 21 tikios in the mikdash on a regular day. Where did 21 come from? Shalosh l'ptichas sha'arim. Three, when they opened up the gate in the morning. Teisha l'tamid shal shachar. Nine for the tamid shal shachar. V'teisha l'tamid shal bein harabayim. And nine for the tamid shal bein harabayim. Okay, 9 and 9 is 18. 18 plus 3 is 21. Right? The only tumult about this 21 is... One second. So Rashi here says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, this, the Rashi of Teisha l'tamid shal shachar. Kishayu menaschen es nitzchei ha-tamid. When they would pour the tamid, the wine, halavim omrim bashir. The levim would say shir. Ushlosha prokim hayu bashir. It would have three intervals. Rashi, the whole complicated thing, right? In between the singing, there were tekios. It ends up being 9 tekios. Okay? 9 in the afternoon. So the issue is, if the levim sang shir in the Talmud Shobain Harbayim, why don't we say the Yom B'Mincha? That's the tumult. We say it by Shachris. Hashir shall levim omer beis. What about B'Mincha? Why don't we say Shir B'Mincha? Right? Why don't we say the Yom B'Mincha? Again, right? They did it twice. Why don't we do it twice? Why only once? So, I don't know, because, right? And not only that, the Torah says they only said the Yom by Shachris in the morning. Goes against Rashi. Torah doesn't have to hold like Rashi. So he answers, but even though the Prisha answers, even though they did it by twice, for us it's good enough once a day. It's good enough once a day. What do you mean? Yeah. Then the Magen Avraham says maybe sometimes they didn't say it by the afternoon. That's a complicated issue. That's the only... Now, so far 21 tekios, right? Umusafin, let's say it was a musaf, for example, it was Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. Hayu musifin o teisha, another 9. Okay, that's so far up to 30. Now, ube'er Shabbos, if it was a Friday, there was 6 more. That's 36, right? Where'd 6 more come from? Ube'er Shabbos, hayu musifin sheish, 6 more. Shalosh, lahavtil asa'ah mimalacha. 3 to tell people to stop working, because Shabbos is coming. V'shalosh l'havdil ben kodesh l'chol. And 3 more to be mavdil right when Shabbos started. At lichtin. So that's 6. That's 36. So far, Friday was more than any other day, because there were already 6 more. So we had 20. Well, what if Friday is Rosh Chodesh? If it's Rosh Chodesh, so Friday you have more than any other day. So Friday you have 6 more. So it's 21 plus 6. It's 27.
Plus 9.
Plus, if it's a musaf, you have 9. That's 36. Now, what if it was Friday of Sukkot? So you have those same 36 because you have a musaf on Sukkot. So you have 36. Now we're going to have 3 blowings 4 times, which is 12. That's how you get 48. What are the 12? What are these extra 12?
You have to blow for stopping malacha. You don't do malacha any of them.
What?
You don't have to blow to stop malacha.
We're gonna get to that tomorrow. They would blow to tell people Shabbos is worse than Yontif. It's more kaddish than Yontif. First of all, it's Chol HaMoed. Let's say it's Chol HaMoed, and even if it's not Chol HaMoed, even if it's the first day Yontif, and Shabbos is the second day Yontif, still Shabbos is more machmer than Yontif, so they blow anyway. You say, yes, why they have to blow twice? There's no malacha. Yeah. To tell me Shabbos is coming, stop the cooking, that I hear you. It's a good question. So that's 36. The 12 more are, they would blow 4 times 3 for the simchas, for the shoeva, for the water, bringing the water into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the extra 12. That's 48. Is it possible to have more than 48? It is possible. You'll see those tomorrow. Erev Shabbos. Shabbosoch HaChag, in middle of Sukkot, Hayusham Arbor Mishmona. There were 48. How? What do you get 48 from? Shalos L'Pzichas Sha'arim. 3 for opening the gate. That's old news. Now, number 1. Shalos L'Shar HaElyon. One, when they got to the upper gate. This is all talking about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, water. Shalosh Shartachnon. Three, when they got to the lower gate. Shalosh Lumilu Yamayim. Three, when they filled up the water. And Shalosh Agabe HaMizbeach. And the fourth one, when they actually got to the Mizbeach. Those are the extra 12. Then we said Teishal Tamashal Shachar, Teishal Tamashal Bein Harbayim, Teishal Lemusafin, Shalosh Lahatbil Ata Amin Amalacha, and Shalosh Lahavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Right? 48.
So was that the Yom Tov percent?
What? It's on Sukkot.
On Sukkot, it's Erev Shabbos.
On Sukkot, it's Erev Shabbos, correct. Right. It could be more, because on, for example, tomorrow we're going to see on Erev Pesach, it could be more. Because of the carbon Pesach, right? So it could be more.
Is this unusual? They hold the sirens before Shabbos?
Yeah, they do it in Borough Park also.
Yeah,
in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn also.
Yeah.
Right, but you're gonna hear, who's going to hear them when they blow the shofar in the base of Mikdash around the whole, for the shofar?
They can only do their best.
What?
They can only do their best.
The only people in that, right?
No, but still, he's saying, what about in Tel Aviv? Well, no, there was no Tel Aviv. What about if someone lived in somewhere else? Okay. Maybe they blew it there as a minhag. I don't know. Why do they blow it now in some towns? It's a minhag. It's a good reminder. Ooh, you hear that? Oh, now it's time to light. You can't start doing stuff. And now I'm going to run into the shower. That's a little late. Masnisa delo Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Hapokes lo yipchos misheva. Hamosif lo yosef al sheshesre. He says the numbers are 7 and 16. What kind of numbers are those?
Only thing is Rabbi Yehuda anyway.
The Maikamiflagi. What, where did he get 7 from? So basically, if you think about it, what he's doing is he's counting 3 as 1. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, if you count, he counts that as 1, right? And we count that as 3. So 7 becomes 21, it's the same thing. And 16 becomes 48, the same thing, right? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, Achati. Rabbanan Savar, Tekiah, Luchud, Teruah, Luchud, right? It's all 3, it's 3. They're not arguing. They're not arguing, it's semantic. Then my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Amar Kra, Usekatem Teruah, skip the parentheses. Verabanan, Usekatem Teruah, oh, you will say the parentheses. Uksiv, Teruah Yitzku, Haketa, Tekia Teruah Achati, all one. Verabanan, Hahu, Lipshuta, Lifaneha, Ula Achareha, Huda Asa. Now, just to tell you, you have one before, one after. It's semantics. Verabanan, my time, Ayu, what's the reason for the Rabbanan that hold that you say each one's a one, and therefore it becomes 3? It says, Tisku v'lo tariyu. They would blow, but not a teruah. So v'itzal k'dayt t'kiyat teruah achati, if it's one, so then Amar Rahmana paga the mitzvah oven, paga lo oven, only do half the story. It must be they're broken up. Rabbi Yehuda, now he says, no. Ha'usimana ba'al mehuda asa. That's just a simon. But really, I'm right. Really, I'm right.
How many calls do you blow on Rosh
Hashanah? 100. So we call them, but you could call them 33 and a third if you wanted to.
You always say 100.
We say 100 because we don't hold like that. Rabbanan Simanahu, you're right. Rabbanan said you're right, it's a simon. Rachmana Shavi Mitzvah. And the Torah said it's a mitzvah. Therefore, each one's individual. Kiman Azlahada Amar of Kahana Ein Bein Tkiah LeTeruah V'lo Klum. There's no difference between Tkiah and Teruah. Kiman. Who is that? Kribyuda. That's a Kribyuda. There's no difference. It's all the same. So, pshita, isn't that obvious? Right? Isn't that obvious? Mao de tema, I would have thought... one second, let's see what we're doing here. Should we do this? No, we'll stop here. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see. I crossed out my... Mao de tema, I would have thought... Afilu kirabanan. Maybe it's the rabanan. It's a little complicated. Lafuki midrab yochanan. But it excludes the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. In other words... He said, Rav Kahana made a statement, there's nothing between the Tzikia and the Teruah, v'lo klum. What is that? That must be Rabbi Yehuda that said what? That's the same. It's all part of one set. It's one set. No, it can even be the Rabbanan. You know what the Rabbanan, you know what he meant by that? Lafuke midrab Yochanan. The Amar who said, Shama teisha tkios, b'teisha shows bayom yatsa. Let's say I hear tkia in the morning on Rosh Hashanah. Then an hour later, I hear another thing. Then 2 hours later, the whole day I'm looking like this. Am I Yotze? Rabbi Yochanan said, yes. You don't hold like that. Ain bain tkiel true of a low klum. You can't have a break like that. Kamash Milan, we don't hold like that. That's what the Gemara had to tell us. It's not true. Well, Rav Kahana said, you can't have a hefsik like that. He held you can have a hefsik for 6 hours. You can't have a hefsik for 6 hours. Ve'emahachanami, who said maybe you can? Imkain, my velo klum. What does it mean velo klum? So there's no difference velo klum, nothing, right? Therefore what? As Rashi says, mashma, dafil hafsaka mu'etes, lesa. You can't even have a small hafsaka. And by the way, Mati, the top toast was over here, discusses the issue of the neshima acha, the neshima in between. We don't have time to do it. That toast is talking about having this neshima in between, right, as the hak. What does it mean? No. Now, can you have a little bit of a hafsik? So I can't have a 9-hour hafsik. I can't do blow shofar over the course of a day. How about a 2-second hafsik? How about 2 seconds? Can I have 2 seconds? Maybe that I could, right? So that's what.
Always hold on, Rabbi Yochanan. Is that unless it says you do not hold like?
I don't know. It's a good. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. All right. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow at the two dots. Everybody have a very good day. Good Shabbos.